I would defy anyone in this league to play without the type of calibre of player that we played without tonight. I'm not going to make excuses because it wouldn't be right. It was a disappointing result. I thought until the first goal we were okay, but the first goal set us back, and then against a team that came and got everyone back behind the ball and on a pitch that wasn't easy to pass on, life becomes difficult. And we said at half time that, you know, a set play might be the crucial factor, and we're to make sure that we didn't give them one and try and get one ourselves. But when you lose a goal in that manner, it sets everybody back. And okay, scoreline looks really poor in the death because, you know, we're chasing it and stretched, and, you know, they've scored twice in the last minute or last 2 minutes, which makes it look really unhealthy. But look, I'm not going to make excuses. It was a poor performance and a poor result, despite everything that we've got missing, and we're just going through a little spell. It happens in this season, you know. From going through 11 games, winning 7 and drawing 4, we've now lost 3 of the last 5, and games that you don't or shouldn't expect to lose in some cases. But you said it, your first statement, mitigating circumstances, and you know there are a whole host of reasons why tonight happens, but supporters don't want to hear that, and I respect that.
First half, I thought, apart from not getting the breakthrough, I thought you looked reasonably comfortable and it wasn't too bad a performance.
No, I thought we played okay first half. We said at half time that it was, and people have to understand that this is not an easy pitch at the minute to move it on, and none of them are. It's drying out, and you know it's very, very bobbly. But look, these are all things that you have to deal with. And I thought first half, whilst not really playing in the way that we know we can, I thought we were dangerous and never looked in too much trouble. And as I said at half time, you know, you just got to be persistent. It was a night to be persistent and get the break at the right time. And unfortunately, we gave them the break, gives them something else more to hold on to. It ends up being a really poor result and a really poor night. So it's, disappointing to say the least.
Encouraging debuts from your two new lads, I thought, until perhaps they ran out of a bit of steam.
Well, I think that's the issue, isn't it? I mean, we've made 3 substitutions and Joe looks as though he's cramping up in the last 10 minutes. And in an ideal world, you'd like to have brought him off. And you know, Sod's Law, they go and get in twice down that side. And but it's his first game back at this level for quite some time. And he, you know, look, I thought he acquitted himself reasonably well. And that's our 4th left back in 4 games. And people could say, well, you should never let Jennings go. Well, I've been asked to ensure that there is a football club in existence next year. So, you know, everything that we've done in the last 3 months, I've been given a remit to reduce the wage bill and give us a chance to start next season with a sustainable wage bill and still have a team that can compete. Now, people will say, well, you know, we were on a nice run and all of that. Well, yeah, we were. Some things are more important. And I think it's more important that there's a football club to support next year, because that's the crucial thing. And if you add on top of that, we'll talk about the mitigating circumstances, and people say, well, you're always making excuses or whatever. I don't think I am. I'm the last man to make excuses. But I will tell you the facts. Everything we've done will make sure that there will be a sustainable budget that can compete next year. That's the first thing. Secondly, we've already said, 4 left-backs. You let Jennings go. You know you've got Haynes Brown, was excellent at Telford. You know you've got Dunk, was excellent at Kidderminster. And they're both injured. What do you want me to do about that? So we've done the best we can and go and get another one who did okay, you know? We've got Elliot still missing, who's a big loss for any team, you know? And then Sam Smith comes back, falls over, breaks his hand, 6 weeks. What do you want me to do about that? So we go and do the next best thing we can do is go and get someone else who can play up front, all right, who hasn't played very much this season and ran out of steam. So that's 2 new players. Berry's second game back after being out for 3 months. Roberts' second game back after being out for a long time, injured. And when you add all those things together, it makes life difficult.